This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go. I heard Jennifer Jen Horn and J.J. Kirshner talking, actually gossiping, before we get started with this the Good Day program. What's the big idea? Talking before we go on the air.
I was just saying what a big week this is for me, because I'm going to be working the Republican debate on Wednesday in my home state of California at the Reagan Library. Oh, don't get so weird. I think it's exciting. And we just found out
who's going to
be showing up.
Wait a minute. Who's going to be there? I don't know who's going to be there.
On the main stage, going to get, let's see, DeSantis. You'll get Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy. As of now, there's still, I think the deadline goes until like Monday or Tuesday.
And where's your candidate? And where's Larry Elder? He'd be my candidate. Where
Larry
is Larry?
Elder's going to be at the library, and he's still working up to
signing
the
autographs.
Trying to get on the stage. Hopefully we'll get him there.
Get him. Got to get him. All right, so Jennifer and Jay and Doug here on the Good Day program. Sometimes we don't always want to acknowledge the things that are going on, like the gossipy things. What is it that intrigues you for personal reasons? Because sometimes it's a sticky wicket, right? When you are gossiping and people, they don't really want to know, you know, what's Jennifer talking about and what's Jay talking about? What's Jennifer really like? What's Jay really like? Well, I think honesty here on this program would allow me to say that they are pretty much as you hear them to be. Are there some things that we don't want to talk about on the air? Not much. And so whatever gossipy, we were talking about Taylor Swift earlier and her new boyfriend. And Well, okay, let's have the rest of that. What's the problem you have with her new boyfriend? Come on, out with it.
I don't have a problem. She just really goes through them, and I'm not a hater. I really like Taylor Swift. I think I've just been oversaturated this summer with Taylor Swift. So
lots of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yep. And then it's funny because she shows up at the football game, and now that's all everybody is talking about. And it's funny. I don't know. I think
there was a
oversaturated
football game?
My is from oversaturation more than anything else.
That raises a good question. Why is the media so obsessed with who she's dating and always makes that the story, when there are a lot of other celebrities out there who have way more of an aggressive dating history than she does, and nobody really cares?
I think because she
really
writes songs about
it.
All of her people. I don't know.
Maybe it's more interesting because most people don't have, as you put it, Jay, that's a really interesting phrase,
dating history.
I was with somebody for 7 years who had an aggressive dating policy. I just didn't know it. And so here you go. There are a lot of other things. I don't know. I don't think I've been aggressive. I just have
Well,
not.
You slowed down a lot. You used to be pretty aggressive with your dating history.
Thanks.
You've just refined, that's all. Slowed down in a bad way. Actually, I think it's a good way.
Yes. All right. So speaking of an aggressive dating policy, what happens when you go to Victoria's Secret? And do you ever see would a guy who went to Victoria's Secret be considered some kind of a weirdo because he went in there to buy something for the lady in his life?
No.
Maybe
not at all.
Go in there all the time to buy gifts.
Yeah? All right. What happens if he was buying it for himself, though? What would you think?
To each their own.
Really? Okay. Good to know.
He might be a weirdo.
Right. Could be. All right, so here's something that began at a Victoria's Secret during COVID in a New Jersey shopping mall, a lot of high-end stores. One of the ladies involved in this is a lady named Ijoma Ukenta. had gone there to use a coupon that she'd gotten from her husband for a free pair of Victoria's Secret underwear. And at the same time, there was a shopper named Abigail Elphick who was there, and she was in the same department, and they were trying on underwear, and Ms. Elphick asked Ukenta to please give her 6 feet, because this was during COVID. Could you please stay 6 feet away from me? And so the complaining, because apparently Miss Ukenta didn't move fast enough, and she started, she thought Elphick was getting aggressive. Elphick went over to a cashier and complained. Ukenta started recording because everybody's got a phone. So all of it got recorded, and the drama escalated from there. Believe it or not, these two women are in court at the moment, suing each other because of whatever went on. Apparently one of them started, as this was going on, Ms. Elphick lunged at Ukenta, and let's see here, Elphick is white and Ukenta is black. Then Ukenta got scared. She fell to the floor, started crying, and said, "Please don't record me," and went into a mental breakdown. All right, so here we go. Fast forward, some lawyer got a hold of this, and the security officers called police. The lawyer got a hold of it afterwards. The recording is 15 minutes long. You can see it online, as you can see every other damn thing online. It became known as Victoria's Secret Karen. And so now there's a good person, a good guy, and a bad guy here. There's always a villain. This could make a good, I don't know whether this is a good Law and Order story. Elphick apparently is somehow disabled, got medical problems, and so both of them were emotional, and I went on. How does one know what the other's problems are? Miss Elphick lives in a complex that's basically for intellectual and developmental disabilities. She said she's afraid of black people because she had a problem with black people when she was younger.
So she has a doctor's note for her racism?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
But how much of this stuff goes on, and you never hear about it? This story, there's a GoFundMe page that was set up for Ukenta. So far, she's got $104,000 worth of donations to help her pay her legal bill and to... The video is called Karen Goes Crazy Part 1, and it's been seen by 2.5 million people on YouTube.
You know who I feel sorry for? The unsung hero and victim in all this are people who are named Karen who are actually just nice mm-hmm. people, because their name has been really hijacked.
Yeah. So what happens in this court case? How long does this kind of stuff go on? Do you have sympathy for one person or the other? How do you know what a person about? You went into the store to buy some underwear, for God's sake, and it becomes a federal national disaster.
Well, and also, as far as the videos go, you almost have to take video nowadays to prove, to have actual hard evidence, because you never know. But the problem with a lot of these videos is they are started recording after things have already initiated.
Context gone. Yep.
Yeah.
Jeepers, girl. Here's another one. Listen to this. This is something that's been going on, by the way, for a while. This black teenager, this kid in Texas, suspended for 2 weeks because his hairstyle wasn't what the school said it was supposed to be, but the hairstyle is what, that's his hair. So this kid's Daryl George is his name, junior at a high school in Mount Bellevue. Where is that in Texas? Where is that, James? Where's Mount Bellevue? I don't know. That,
I'm not even sure, but I will investigate. It's not close to Dallas, I don't think.
All right. So he was suspended once. Now he's been suspended again because he violated, again, the school district's dress and grooming code. But this is the kid's hair is the way it looks.
It's dreadlocks. What's wrong with dreadlocks? They're not distracting to anybody.
I don't know, but he can't be the first kid that ever went to school there that had dreadlocks, right? And are they really long, or are they short, or are they... What is this? This is, I don't know. There's a, the school district said that there's a new law in Texas that prohibits a dress or grooming policy that discriminates against protective hairstyles. I guess that's a protective hairstyle, huh? Braids, locks, twists, that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to figure out who's the good guy and the bad guy in all of this. And what happens if a girl, because women wear dreadlocks too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't women, black women, and some white guys and women
wear dreadlocks.
Well,
you just don't know. You know, when it comes to this kind of stuff, you don't know. You don't know
is this
if
this the most
is
important
natural
thing?
Hair and this is discrimination, or if this is, I mean, it comes, like, I come from a Catholic school background where
everybody wore a uniform.
You had right. to match the dress code or you were in trouble.
Yeah.
And so you would, we wouldn't go to school there anymore.
Yeah.
So I think it's always that people are always very quick to go, oh, well, the school must be discriminating. But you never know what the history is. Have they said, hey, you're in violation? Is there something else we can work out? Or is this a racist law and they aren't taking mm-hmm. into account natural hair? You just unfortunately, when you get a story like this, I think people are very quick to just jump to racism. But we don't really know. And maybe it is, but maybe there's something else going on.
Well, and then when there are a lot of stories that do fall in line with racism, it does kind of tarnish other stories where it becomes guilty by association or guilty before proven innocent. There's the one young woman who, I believe she worked in an ice cream shop or a fast food restaurant or whatever, and she was let go because her hair was deemed an unnatural color. She's black and she has blonde hair. However, that is her natural color. She doesn't dye her hair. That is the color her hair was when she was born.
So can they just throw this guy out of school and keep him out of school because of his hair? What is that? I don't see how this would bother. It might be distracting, but this seems very prejudicial to me and kind of indicative of stuff, some of the thinking in some corners of Texas, frankly. I think there's a... I listened to... I was taking a trip over the weekend, Jennifer.
I don't love when you say stuff like that. I love you.
You don't love when I say that.
When you what? Say this is just indicative of Texas. I
said
know,
some places
true.
In Texas. Well, you don't know that it isn't true.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
Just, it seems
so.
Like we're putting everybody in the same boat.
No, I'm putting certain people in certain parts of Texas and elsewhere in that kettle, frankly. Whew, 18 past the hour.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now, 23 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for us to check out what's going on in the world of social media. Don't forget, you want to connect with us. Social media handle for everything is at Good Day Networks. Or you can always buzz us at 855-999-DOUG. And some of the stuff, I was going to say, some of the nonsense gets on the air. that's not very charitable towards some of our listeners, but it is some of the stuff that James listens to is pretty nonsensical, and then some of it's good. All right, meanwhile...
So don't be afraid. Go ahead.
No. Yeah. Help yourself to our scrutiny. Zoom and Grindr. This is something we were talking about before because of the domino effect. And I want to get Jennifer's input on this because it's happening more in California than it is anyplace else. I was talking about a particular issue at Grindr with one person that sort of represented what was going on in that company. But yet it's other companies as well. Employee feedback isn't good because many of them have learned how to work. I was thinking about what in Los Angeles, where the Google campus is it's on Jefferson, off of Lincoln on your way to the airport. There's a huge complex. I think like 3,400 apartments were built in there for Google employees. They have their own supermarket. They have their own theater. They have their own gym. They have everything, that they need. And so this was built so that they'd be close to work. Now, you can't do that everywhere, but the back-to-office mandates have created a disconnect, so employees say, and I don't understand that because they weren't disconnected before all of COVID. So what kind of a mess do we have here, and does it get straightened out, or do people, you know, as Jay was saying before, it's, you know, you this is the way you work. If you don't like it, then you quit. And so that's what some people are doing. Well, what kind of, have you talked about this on Carol A on your program, you know, this sort of thing going? Because it seems to be a lot of it in California.
Like the places, the companies that are getting pressured to provide all those services for employees, or in what context?
No, the context is if you don't come back to work, you're fired.
Oh. Or,
I
think a lot of people are feeling that way. In California, though, even though a lot of these big companies are saying that, and I know Elon Musk sort of led the way with that a few months ago, there are still a lot of companies who are allowing employees to work from home and kind of do this back and forth. I personally think, and it's, I think that it's really up to the person. I think at least a hybrid schedule has to be done. I find it really hard just for myself to work from home all the time. Like, I feel like having that face-to-face interaction is really important.
Yeah.
Both as an employer and as an employee. But hey, look, there are plenty of people who are capable of doing more work from home when they don't have to worry about commutes and other things. So I do think it's kind of personal, but I don't hate employers who say, we need you to come back into the office now.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's an interesting twist on that story. Let's go to Denver now for another social media item. The public schools there voting to retain attorneys to join a national lawsuit against Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube. Wow. So the vote was unanimous. The board's retaining three attorneys for the lawsuit under a contract at no cost to the public school system. So that must be what. So what are these guys getting out of it? The this notoriety? There's a national lawsuit, actually, that the schools are joining. So maybe that's how this all works. This is sort of the same kind of thing as the action that was taken against the tobacco companies. Remember the opioid? This is class action lawsuit.
Well, confirming that there's a problem, and it really needs to be addressed, but it needs to be handled. It needs to be handled appropriately. You look at Instagram, and it's a highlight reel. Of course people are going to compare themselves to others. You compare yourselves to how somebody else is parenting or vacations, and as a young adult, a teen, where you're still trying to find yourself, it's very difficult to not fall into an anxiety state or depression when you're comparing. But also, Facebook, when it first originally started, social media was not what it is today. For Facebook, you could only get on Facebook if you were part of an organization like a company or a college or university, and you could only talk to people within that specific organization. You couldn't talk. If you were at one college, you couldn't talk to other people at different colleges from Facebook. It was only to connect people on the campus or in that business or organization. And then they made it to where everybody can join it, and it just snowballed effect. And then you have Twitter, and then you have Instagram, and now TikTok, and then, of course, YouTube and everything. And it's a lot.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
When every single dollar matters, think technology. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Ink cartridges for your printer are so expensive that office supply stores lock them up. Those Cartridge World refills work just fine. And even the office superstores will give you store credit for recycling used toner cartridges. About the extended warranty when you make a major purchase, every tech expert I've talked to says it's usually useless. Pure profit, and the salesperson might be getting a bonus if you go for it. And why spend for software when you can use free online Microsoft Office? Programs like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. And there are lots of free apps and Google Docs, too. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Seven candidates have qualified for the second GOP presidential primary debate tomorrow night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former Vice President Mike Pence, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and North Dakota Governor Doug Bergman all made the cut. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson failed to meet the party's polling threshold and individual donor requirements. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has announced a timeline for testimony before the panel from David Weiss, the U.S. attorney turned special counsel who recently indicted first son Hunter Biden on a gun-related charge. Weiss will testify before the House on October 18th. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Genius of connectivity.
Mandarin speaking, right?
That's what this is. It's also called a radio. All right, so you're listening to the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. The charts for last week, I always kind of keep them in reserve because it's interesting to look back at things that happened and that we were talking about last week, wondering what would change and what wouldn't. So the shutdown that is threatened for Congress, usual non-event, because it doesn't happen. I think it happened. I can remember it happening once. Was it during when Bill Clinton was president? Was there a shutdown?
I feel like we just shut down a while ago, too, didn't we? I don't know. Maybe a few years ago.
What's wrong with it in the last few years?
Yeah.
The problem
it's such
is,
a,
Not many people notice when the government
shuts down. No, it's a ruse. The only thing is it costs us billions of dollars, even if it's 3 or 4 days. They have to retool and reset up everything. It's a game played by irresponsible members of Congress on both sides, the fanatics on both sides, who don't listen to reason, don't have a reasonable bone in their body. We were talking about the four departments that are most guilty of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Defense Department, Agriculture Department, among the two worst offenders. And so there isn't an agreement as to the budget. And there's a big farm bill now that's going through Congress. And it's not only ridiculous, it's disgraceful. All the money that's spent on things that have nothing to do with agriculture, and all the puff that goes to the four big ag companies, and how many billions of dollars in aid they get for what? For nothing. So at least there are some people that are focused on that. And then the hardcore people say, oh, no, that has to stay in there because they're getting paid off. Basically, that's what's going on. The corruption is gigantic. And so we continue to put up with it for no good reason. Anybody got anything else to say? Or have I pretty much capped it like I have? The impeachment, that's a waste of time to talk about. Going back to what you said, you know, nobody notices. The economy or the Fed fact that they didn't add another quarter of a point to the interest rate, anybody notice that? What happened on the stock market? I didn't even notice on Friday what the stock market did or didn't do. And maybe that's because nobody's paying attention to that either, frankly. And no, yeah, no, no, yes, no, no.
I have no idea. I should. I was trying to do a quick Google, but of course Google doesn't do anything quickly for me.
Right. No.
But I don't know if stock went up or down. Let's see. Stock market prices. Here we go.
All right. While you're looking at that, the UAW strike has expanded to other factions in the big threes. Ohio. There's some plants in Ohio and here in the Northeast that are on strike. As we begin the week, meanwhile, the writers' strike. Let's get an update, Jennifer.
That's over.
That seems to be over.
And by the way, the Dow went down 106 points on Friday. So,
yeah.
Oh, wow. They said it tumbled.
Mm-hmm. The writers' strike.
Yeah, the writers' strike. That's some good news. But now the actors are still on strike. So if you want to see some fall television, well, we still may have a little ways to go.
Yeah,
right.
I'm sure the talk shows and all of that will come back. But now the actors are debating the vote, I believe, ended. And now they are going to see if they're going to strike with video game.
Video games will get the strike.
So they keep going through.
They were pushing. They were pushing on that one.
They should.
But the Writers Guild, now they're saying that's a deal. And so, yeah, the first thing you'll see are those talk shows, the late night talk shows, the Drew Barrymores of the world who got in trouble for bringing her show back, probably some of the award shows and things. Those will start to come back.
Well, they'll start producing the regular sitcoms and the dramas, the Law and Orders, the FBI.
They're going to need the actors for that, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. How close are they on the actors' side?
They're still on strike. So I don't know. The writers went on. They were on strike, I think, at least
164 days.
Yeah, I think they were on strike a few months in advance of the writers.
Yeah.
Of the actors. So the actors are a newer strike, and hopefully they'll follow suit and people will get back to work. Because if they don't do this soon, you're probably not going to get television again until after the new year.
Yeah. So this affects Los Angeles because it's a company town.
Everything feels on strike. Not only do we have some of the auto workers on strike around Southern California,
yeah.
You had the writers, you had the actors, and the one that not a lot of people talk about, which is probably more consequential for the people on strike because they don't have even the luxury of working writers and actors, are the hotel workers, like the housekeeping, parking attendants, those types of people in big hotels all around Los Angeles. They've been going on strike, but they've been going back to work, which is why it's not getting as much attention. So they might strike one day of the week, and then they'll go back to work the rest of the time and continue negotiation, and then they'll go on strike again. So that's still ongoing, and that's a huge hit for tourism. If they decide to just completely walk off and not go back in between their strike dates.
Smelly sheets.
Yep.
Dirty bathtubs.
Stinky stink. Yep.
Yep. All right, part of the problem is with artificial intelligence. That seems to be what all of the, everybody, all the aggrieved are concerned about AI and what to do. So they negotiate some of that stuff in, but the world is changing, as is exemplified by something. This is sort of an experiment that we decided to do. James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, took the initiative to somehow, you might want to explain this on the air, how this actually happened, how you did what you did, because I don't really understand what you did or how you got what you got. What I heard was me, but it wasn't me.
Yeah. So AI is coming for your job, Doug. So basically,
yeah, good luck.
Right. Basically, what I did is I took an MP3 file of you, just a random segment that we did, and I put it into this website called PlayHT.
And what is it called? PlayHT?
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. And what it does is it clones your voice from that MP3 file, and then you can type in whatever I want you to say, and then it just says it. And it's pretty accurate. It takes a little bit for it to load and, like, generate that voice. But when it does, it's not too bad. This was, I think, the first take that we took the other day. So here, it goes like this.
Hi, Doug. Stefan here to say that The Good Day show is the number one radio show in America. Or at least I think so. And so does J.I.
It doesn't get J's name. J.I.
Okay, so what I love is that J actually has an AI name. That's J.I.
J.I., yeah.
And that's forever what I will now go by.
Right. But that's my voice. Somehow or other, it collects what I have said over who knows how long.
Exactly.
And put it together in a sentence in, like, less than 60 seconds. They almost instantaneously, it pulls clips from my radio programs for who knows, again, I've been on the air since I was 17, so almost 60 years, and it could pull from, I guess, anything, right? Where does the archives got to be here, there, and everywhere?
Well, for this specific version, because you could technically have different versions, I took an MP3 file of, like, something recent, you know, maybe like 2 weeks ago, and I put it in here. And so that way it was able to get an accurate depiction of your voice, how it is now. But, yeah, and I have another clip. I mean, this one's a little more, how do I say it? Better quality, I would say. Here it goes.
I'm here with the three J's, Jennifer, J.I., and James.
Yeah, so still can't get J's name quite there.
No, that's her new AI name. I love it.
Jennifer, J.I.
Yeah.
Oh, what a world.
Well, I think I told you, we did this on our show with, like, we did President Biden and President Trump, and it's crazy. Now, one of the things that is different is that the Biden AI actually sounds younger than he sounds now, so I think it kind of pulled on a lot of his stuff, just like you. He's got a lot of stuff on record for however many years that the computer kind of, like, sails over. So his AI, I think, actually sounds younger than he does. Your AI sounds absolutely on the mark because James put in your most recent speech pattern. So think about that, how dangerous it is. You have President Biden saying, let's go to war with so-and-so, and all of a sudden all hell breaks loose because someone has used AI and these deep fakes to trick people. It's pretty frightening what the computer can do and how accurate it sounds.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I own my voice. So what's the key? There was somebody who, I don't know if they got stopped, they must have gotten stopped, who was doing this with Limbaugh. They took, they used the same tool, James, that you just did.
It's creepy.
And they put in an issue that is current, and then, or whatever, it doesn't take long, they created a podcast out of, they take an issue, create a podcast out of what Limbaugh would say if he were addressing that particular issue. And it is, and then the family, I guess, got after him, and his brother was his lawyer. I think he's going to sue the guy. I think it stopped. I don't know for sure. You can check it out, but it just is creepy.
So would you say it's dangerous for us to just have done that to explain, like, hey, this is how we did it, and this is exactly how you can do it?
I think people already, if they want to know,
figure out how to do it.
Yeah, we didn't create the technology. I mean, people are doing this all over the place.
Yeah.
So now the military, here's the next page of this saga. The military is hoping to use AI with drones. So what they're trying to do is get humans out of whatever, you know, there could be in terms of combat, and using what they call, the language is called droidish. Of course it is. Drone droidish. That's what they're calling. The Pentagon has come up with a, this is the usual government speak, a vision of autonomous drones executing military maneuvers. What is, think about this, right? They have their own language, and they can do, they can decide for themselves, a swarm of them, what they can do during warfare. Good God. So the scientists in the Pentagon apparently are working to address the request by creating what they call a mesh network of drones and the mesh network of droidish so that they can communicate among themselves in a language which we don't understand. So the droids, the droidish, is communicate, sounds like Star Wars, you know, how the Wookiees do.
Who knew you spoke what is Wookiee? It
right.
What is it, droidish?
It's R2-D2 and C-3PO, right, talking to the droid, to the drones. I'm finding this really creepy, frankly. There's a program at the University of Texas, as a matter of fact, right now, that's working on this, experimenting how to help the drones talk to each other without any human influence. The
that
Air
is
Force
not
is,
what we need.
No.
Go
it
watch the
we need at all.
Movie. Yes. iRobot, no.
No, it's really, it is. Imagine a swarm of them over your house. Your next door neighbor doesn't like them and he can program them and your house gets blown up by these damn droids. Wow. Okay, 48 after. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now, 53 half the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How are you fixed for blades? I remember that was an old Gillette commercial. How are you fixed for blades? I'm asking the question kind of facetiously, only because I don't have Tom Kreitler here. So I was thinking, how are you fixed at home? Have you done all your painting? Have you done all of the things that you're supposed to do to prepare for winter? I know that's a horrible thing. Do you fix your driveway? Is the grass reseeded in areas that needs to be reseeded? That's all the stuff that needs to be done at this time of year, mm-hmm. right? Have you done it?
Mm-hmm. Go get all the salt. Get the stuff you need for when it does ice up.
Yeah. Well, if you live in the city, you don't have to worry about that stuff, right? Other things you have to worry about. If you're living downtown, when I was working in Cincinnati back in the 80s, I had a downtown apartment at the station because I was there during the week and I came back home on weekends. They fixed me up with a downtown apartment. I never lived in an apartment before in my life, and never mind, I'd been in an apartment. I never lived downtown before that time. Since then, I have lived in areas that are much closer. I've had homes in Los Angeles. I guess that's about it, though, now I think about it. I don't think I've ever lived anywhere that wasn't rural like where I am now. So there are those who say, I'm not sensitive to what goes on if you live in a city. You think that's so, Jay? Do you think I'm insensitive to people and the problems of our big cities? There are a lot of people's lives who have, been changed a lot, especially with COVID.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we as a society, not just you, Doug, we get kind of so involved with what our own experiences are that we forget other people have different experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. That may be. So, and that I was thinking about the COVID story that we've done today a couple of times, actually, thinking about people and how they're leaving work, finding new jobs because they don't want to, they live in the city and they don't want to go to another part of the city, or they live in the country and they don't want to take the subway into the city, whatever it is. I wonder, though, how many people who are in that situation now would say their life has not returned to normal. I look at how some of the city centers are, and I'm looking, cell phone activity is a good indicator of that. West Coast cities have been especially hard hit. The tech companies have gone to fully remote work, and now they're trying to bring people back again. And in Los Angeles, 65% of the people who were working from home. Imagine that. 65% of the workforce in Los Angeles worked from home.
It makes sense.
Most of them, especially
helpful during the pandemic with anybody who had a child in school and schools being out, and
yep.
We didn't really have any other option for childcare.
Yeah. Let's see. Atlanta was number two. 61% stayed home during COVID. In Denver, 59% stayed home. In Boston, 54%. Chicago, 50%. Seattle, 44%. San Francisco, 31%. Those are the main cities that were affected most by the activity starting in, March or April of 2020, went through 2021, started recovering a little in late 2022, but it hasn't really been until this year that people have been able to pivot from fully remote work or not, depending on what it is that their company wants. And then what do they want? So are there still, I guess my question here for people who live, this is more focused on people who lived in the city and how the cities have changed, whether or not it's this way. Let's take Cleveland, for example, where you are, Jay. What's the story? Are people returning to work to the physical office, the physical plant, the physical reality of, in some case, if you're working at an assembly plant, there are a number of them in the Cleveland area. You got
to
go back.
Yeah.
You got to be at work.
Mm-hmm.
They shut down a little. But then, I just look at these statistics. And then I start thinking about what's going on. There are those who say we should go back to wearing masks. Do you realize what a ripoff that was in the first place?
Well, but also
there was
only weren't doing it properly.
They had the wrong mask. The masks were
Masks. We're using the masks, not cleaning them.
Yeah.
And then just having them on their chin anyway.
Yeah. There was a lot of hooey going on. So I thought it was an interesting reflection as we were talking, as I said, a couple of times today about the realities of going back to work or not and how it's affecting people and their jobs and their lives. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.